saw him in 3 weeks. I decided that it's only proper that the theme of the Shia should deal with the Yonim of Tainis, and especially in view of the fact that this year, so Tisha B'av Zanitche, Tisha B'av Zani Shabbos, and Sifra Zeh Sunday, and the same thing is true of Shavuos Abitamus, so I'm going to discuss primarily the Halacha in connection with Tisha B'av Shachavliyaz B'Shabbos. The Mechaber in Simen Tov Kufin Tes, Sif Tes, writes, and that is his Lashon. Tes B'av Shachavliyaz B'Shabbos, B'Nitche L'Yim Rishayin, if Tisha B'av happens to be, the ninth of all, happens to be on Shabbos, so it is Nitche to Sunday. So, Bal Bris, if somebody is a Bal Simche, he has his son to be mal, or as the Mephoshim say, if it's the male, it applies to the male, it applies to the Sunday. Bal Bris mispalel mincho beid hayim godel. So he dams mincho beid hayim godel. The Mon Avrom himself says it means mincho ktane. So mincho ktane in an equinox day, so is 3:30. But all the other Mishkelim, all the other poskim, achilik and Mon Avrom, and they say it means mincho ktane. And that's the minute. No one is chishish for the shite of the Avrom that mincha here means mincha tan. So, mispalel mincha beyayim godel, vireichetz, veinimashlim tan yisei, mifishayom tefshalei. So he can break the fast after the middle of the day. But he should have mincha first. After chatzis. A special dispensation that is given to a Baal Simcha. What is the moker for this aloche? So, the Torah in Simen Tov Kufin Tes mentions in the name of Rabbi Yavetz. Rabbi Yavetz, one of the Rishayim. So, he was at one time a Baal Bris. On the 10th of Av, that was in Yitre. From Tes B'av Shachaliyaz B'Shabbos, and he was a Baal Bris. So he broke the fast after Chatzos. Below Yishlim Tanisei, Neishiyon Tev Shalei. All right. So the Moker is Rabbi Yavetz. But Rabbi Yavetz didn't fabricate Allah. He has to have a Moker in the Gemara. The Moker in the Gemara is in Eiret and Daphne Malet. Omar Reb Lezer bar Reb Tzodek, Ani Oyisi Midnei Sno Ben Binyomin V'chol Tez B'Ov B'Shabbos. In the Baal Sheni, so it was customary that certain families donated, gave a Nidove, a Minche of Eitzim, that's also a Nidove. They donated Eitzim for the Marochas HaMizbeach. And that day, when a member of a certain family donated 18 from Marachas HaMizbeach, was considered as Yom Tev, as a festive day for the whole Mishpacha. So, and that was observed even after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Blessed Ben Tzedek was already after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But still, that was the tradition in the family, that on the 10th of all, so they observed the Yom Tov, a family Yom Tov, because that was the day that during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so his ancestors used to bring a midove of eitzim to the Marochas HaMizbeach. So the Gemara in Erev and Daphne Malef says, Omer Reb Lezer Bar Reb Tzodek, Anio Yisimit Nisnor Ben Binyamin, Pichol Tesbio Bishabes, Vidochamiu Adlachar HaShabes, Vizhaninu Boi, Vilo Yishlamnu, Mipnei Sheyom Tev Shalono. So, there's the Mokeh. So, Blessed Barab Tzodek broke the fast after Chatzos, on the 10th of all, that was in Nitche, of Tisha B'Av, that happened to be on Shabbos. So that's the Mokeh for the Aloche, the 10 Bal Simche. Bal Bris, for example, on Nitche of Tisha B'Av, can break the fast after Chatzos. Then the Bes Yosef, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, says, that since Rabbi Yavetz said that he broke the fast after Chatzos and Yud B'Av that was in Nitcha of Tisha B'Av, so that implies that only in the case where Tisha B'Av is in Nitcha, it's not with money, then the Baal Pri says he had there to break the fast after Chatzos. But suppose Tisha B'Av is not in Nitche, this year it's in Nitche. But usually it's not in Nitche. Suppose somebody has a priest on Tisha B'Av. Not on Nitche. So then he has no heter to break the fast after Chatzos, he has to fast the whole day. And why does Rabbi Yavetz say that? So as Yosef says in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, because the Gemara in Erev Nachmim Aleph says, Omar Blazer Barab Tzodek Anio Yisim Nisno Ben Yom Bichol Tez Biot Bishabes Bidochamiu Ad HaShabes. If it is just a coincidence, why do they have to mention that it was a Yitre? Let him say, Ani Ho Yisim Nisno Ben Yomim Bitishabov Bisaninu Beiveloish, and why do they have to mention that it was a Yitre? So, in this, he implies, Rabbeinu Barab Tzodek, that only in the case of a Nitche, so then you can break the fast after Chatzos. But when Tisha B'Av is not in Nitche, then there is no heter to break the fast after Chatzos. Now, this has to be explained. Monifia, if Tisha B'Av is Chomer, that the fact that it's a Yom Tov Shaleh is not Deiche the fast, so even it's a Nitche, so it shouldn't be Deiche the fast. That's one question. Why is there a difference between Tisha B'Av that is not a Nitche and Tisha B'Av that is a Nitche? Tisha B'Av is a Nitche. That's one question. That's the first difficulty, the first question. Then there is a Machlekes between the Mon Avrom in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes and the Beor Agro in Simen Tov Reish Pevov. That's the story about Tanis Esther. So the Mon Avrom is Bim Kene and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes. The Gro in Shaloi Bim Kene is Chilek and the Mon Avrom in Simen Tov Reish Pevov. The Mon Avrom says that this halacha mentioned by Rabbi Yavetz, by Bes Yosef, that only when Tisha B'Av is in Nitche, so there is a special leniency, a dispensation, to break the fast after Chatzos. But when Tisha B'Av is not in Nitche, there is no such leniency. There is no such dispensation. The same thing applies to Shavuos of the Tammuz. I mean, that is always the case. Whenever Tisha B'Av is in Nitche, so Shavuos of Tammuz is in Nitche. Whenever Tisha B'Av is not in Nitche, so Shavuos of Tammuz is not in Nitche. So the Mon Avrom says, what the Bes Yosef says in regard to Tisha B'Av is equally true of Shavuos of Tammuz. Shavuos of Tammuz too. Let's say this year, Shavuos of Tammuz was really on Shabbos, but it was Nitche to Nitche Tammuz on Sunday. If somebody had been in Baal Bris, so he was allowed to break the fast after Chatzos. But any other Shavuos of Tammuz, when it's not in Nitche, he has to fast the whole day. The Bior Agro is Chelek. in the Bira Agro says, in Simen Tov Reish Peivov, that this halacha, this limitation that the Bais Yosef Rabbein Yavetz imposed upon the special leniency of breaking the fast after Chatzos applies only to Tishrei. But Shivosa B'Tammuz, let's say it's in Gedalia now, Asor B'Teves Nachayach, because B'Nisiyas it never happens that Asor B'Teves should be on a Shabbos. But the Bir Agro says that in regard to Shivosa B'Tammuz and it's in Gedalia, so not only when it's in Yitzchei, when it's not in Yitzchei, every year, if somebody is a Baal Simche, he can break the fast after Chatzos. So the second question is, the Mon Avraham, we understand, Mon Efshach, if we find a certain limitation upon this Kule in regard to Tisha B'Av, why shouldn't it apply to Shavosu B'Tammuz and to Yidalia as well? But the Goyen has to be explained. But the Goyen doesn't say it with Das Atzmei. He mentions a Tastes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yutes. I don't want to go over the whole Tastes, Daf Yutes, the Dom Yalev. So there is Muchach from the Tastes, like the Goyen, that this limitation, only in case of a Nitre, he can break the fast after Chatzos. But when it's not a Nitre, not, applies only to Tisha B'Av, but Shavuos B'Tammuz and Gedalia, even if it's not in Yitre. So there is that leniency of being able to break the fast after Chatzos. We have to understand the sheet of Tesis. Now, whereas Tesis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes corroborates the sheet of the Gor, and the Gor mentions it, so the Ritzvo at the end of Tanis, he says explicitly like a Menachem. I don't know whether the Gor mentions the Tesis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes. He doesn't mention that the Ritva Sivtanus Yisrael. It could be that the Gor didn't have the Ritva or Antainis. But the Ritva, we have the Ritva Antainis. So the Ritva Antainis, at the end of time, he says, Chosn Shechal Echod Me'arbo Tzim. Bisechi me simchas libei, somebody's a chosn, shivasi me amish. So if it is chal, so if bisechi me simchas libei, one tzeim to praise, let's say shivas betamos in Gedalia, mistaba li, shehu chayev li sanis. He's mechuyek to praise the whole day. The aval gav di mi regal bisimcha shaloyu, ואין אביל יש חדוש אוכלו בהם, ואין שמחו אלו באכילה, כדם בינום גבי רגולים וגבי פורים, מכל מוקים. So the question is, why? But after all, there is a loche that if somebody is keeper as meisi ברגל, not only a regal de rice, even a regal de rabono, let's say poor. So then, so he's only, he only observes אביל יש בצינה, but אביל יש בפרסי doesn't observe. So the regal de Rabbonon, the yontet de Rabbonon, is deiche the tonis. So why, so a regal de Rabbonon is deiche aveiros. So here it's a question of tonis. But the tonis is also because aveiros for the chum. So you should be Eiche. So why do I say, the Ritva asks Yikashe against himself, that if someone is a Chosmin, the Arbo Tzemis, is Mistabali Shul Chayev Nisan, is that? The Avol Gavdi Mirego Vissimcha Shalein, Vein Avilis Chadosh Ocholobem, Vein Simcha Elo Ba'achilek, Vein Gimam Gabri Gorim, Vein Gabri Purim, Mikol Mokim, the answer is, Tidin Mirego Shalei, Rego Yochit Mirabonon, ותניה, סיילו הם דרבים, עושה אבילס דרבים בדוח רגל דרבון. Because here, the אבילס and אבילס דרבים is not only his אבילס, the חיל תופסט is not only coming to him, the host. He's a Jew. So like all Jews, he's מחויב תופסט. And and the Yontef is only Yochid. So the Aveles, the timings of Rabin, is Deiche the Yontef the Rabin. But the question is, so some of the Achim made the question, how about the Gemore in Erev Momer Ablezer Barab Tzodeh, Ani O Yisim in Nisnor Ben Binyomin, Bichol Tez Biot Bishabes, ובחנינו על אחר השבס והזהנינו בהם ולא ישלמנו מפני שיום תפשרנו so the answer is the more Avron says because they are the Chablas Barab Tzodek has reference to a Tishabob that was Nitre so then it's Kal, it's not so homo but the Ritva doesn't talk of it of Echot Marbot saying is that he's Nitre he talks of it, of Echot Marbot, same is that it's an its regular day, not an itre. So there, it's not so kill and it's homo. And the male, the Yom Tov the Rabbonon is not deiche, the tones, but on the contrary, the tones the Rabbonon is deiche, the Yom Tov the Rabbonon. That's the ritvas here, that's like among Avraham. Then the ritva continues. They, another reason. One reason is because the Tones is the Tones the Rabbi, the whole Tzibur, and the Yom Tov is only his Yom Tov. It's peculiar to him. He's a host. All the other Jews are not Hasanim. And even if they would be all Hasanim. So one would be a Hasan because coincidentally he's also a Hasan. It's not one common cause for the Simcha. What is very mentioned other is they the Yochid Mikro Moli Dibarakosu in the LS Yerushalayim Al Reisim Chos. So that is mentioned in Anaris Bobel in the LS Yerushalayim Tipak Lusheni Lechiki in the Yeskerechi in the LS Yerushalayim Al Reisim Chos. So that passage in Anaris Bobel implies that a Yom Tov of a Chosin is not Deiche. The time is that is grounded in the Aveles for the Chol. Anyway, the Ritva says, like the Mogavron, and Tesis in Rosh Hashanah, that Yutes says, like the Chol. So, it's a machlek, so you have to understand. Now, the Shite of the Mogen Avraham does not have to be explained, the Shit of the Ritva does not have to be explained. Why should she also be Tammuz and Tzimidaye be different than Tisha B'Av? But the Shit of the Groth, which is the Shit of Tisha B'Av, that you test, has to be explained. So far we mentioned two kashas. The first kasha was against the Bes Yosef Rabin Yavetz. Why do they limit the aloche of Chablezer ben Rab Tzodek to the case where is Nitre? Not a Nitre not. What difference does it make? Mon efshech. If the Yom Tov the Rabbonon is Deiche Tanisibo, or Shedeiche Tanisibo, it's not a Nitre. Because it is just as humble. I mean, of course it's a Nitre. Because on Shabbos there cannot be any Tanis. But it's just as humble. The Avera of Ili, and Tisha B'Av that is Nitre, just as humble as the Avera of being on Tisha B'Av that is not in Nitre. That's the first kashi. The second kashi is how can we explain the Shite of the Gor, which is the Shite of Thesis in Rosh Hashanah that we pass, that in regard to the other Tanis, not Tisha B'Av, Tzimidaye and Chivas of the Talmud, so even when it's not in Nitre, there is that limit. Why is it different? Then there is a third kashi that we have to understand. The third kashi is this thing by Rabbi Yavetz, because the Russian of the Gemara in Eretz is the Russian Gemara in Eretz is Omar Ablezer Barab Tzodek Ani O Yisim Meisno Ben Biyomin Bichol Tezbo Bishabes ויוחנינו עד לאחר שבס, ויסענינו בי ולא ישלמנו מפני שיום טוב שלנו. So the Russian is, ויסענינו בי ולא ישלמנו. So the Blessed Barab Tzodek himself implies that he had no head hair, not a first old yet. Let's say, suppose he wanted to break the fast in the morning. Let's say he could have had, I mean, that's the universal practice. Vayashkim Avon Babetcher, Skrizim Magdino Mitzvah, if somebody is about peace. So the proper thing is to have it more early in the morning. So, Mimele, suppose he has the priest early in the morning, why shouldn't he be able to break the fast then? No, he says, the Isaminubai, we did fast, the Loi Shamnu. So, in other words, we didn't finish it. Why does it mean he didn't finish it? So, Avraham says, Minchektane, 3/3. And all the other poskim say, Minchekdeh. But one thing is clear, that he had to fast until after Hatzos, at least. Why? One of Shech, if the Yontek, the Rabbonon is Deichai Tainis, so he should be Deichai Tainis in the morning too. Why only first half a day? That's the third question. Now, I want to mention two other questions, that do not relate to the, or they relate to the union of the Taniyas, but not to this exact specific union of Yom Tesbiyov Shechalim B'Shabes B'Nitcha B'Shabes. Now there is a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yitches, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that the Shluchim, when the Shchidesh was Nikva on Piriya, so then Bezdin used to send out Shluchim to the mountains in Eretz Yisrael to observe the moon, and when the Shluchim observed the new moon, so they immediately proceeded to the Sabbat and to testify that they observed the moon, and indeed they testified they observed the moon on the 30th of the outgoing month. So then the Sabbat Besdin would declare the 30th of the outgoing month as the first of the incoming month, and indeed the testimony was that they observed the moon on the 31st as of the outgoing month, then Besdin would be Shebeya, the 31st of the outgoing month, as the first of the incoming month. So the Mishnah says that Al Shisho Chodoshim Hashluchim Yeitzi. So then it's mentioned besides Tishrei and Nisim. So, and Kislev because of Hanukkah, and Odeh because of Purim, it also mentions Ov. Why Ov? Why is it so important to know which day has been declared as the first of the incoming month, whether the 30th of the outgoing month, or the 31st, because of the times of Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah says, Al Shisho Chodoshim Hashluchim Oyeitzi, Alov Mipnei HaTaimus. And then the Mishnah concludes, Bisman Shebisam Yeshkayom Hoyu Yeitzin Av Aliyah Mipnei Pesach Shein. Then Gemara Sikashi Bileif Kename Atamus Viteiris. Just as the Shluchim was sent out by Bezdin in all because of the times of Tisha B'Av, because they had to know when to fast, whether to fast on the 9th as of the 30th of the outgoing month, or on the 9th as of the 31st of the outgoing month. So they should be sent out Tammuz and Davis also, because of Shosh of the Tammuz and Asor of the Davis. The Leif Kenama Tammuz and Davis, the Omar Rav Chone, Bar Bisne, Omar Rav Shimon Tzide, Mai Dirsiv Ke, Omar Rav Shem Tzvokolos, Tzim Ovi, Vitzim Ahamishi, Vitzim Ashri, Vitzim Asiri, Yeli Vitz Yehudo, Vitzim Simcho. So there is a contradiction in terms. On one hand, it's called Litzayim. And that was mentioned in the connection of Ayishayim. Ha'efke b'tzim ovi. That was the question that was raised by the Jews. And then the answer was, tzim ovi k'yem ha'shem tzvokim, tzim ovi, tzim ha'chamishi, b'tzim ha'shvi, b'tzim ha'asir, yul b'tzihudel, l'sosin l'simcho. So on one hand, it's called Litzayim. And then Yul Beis Yehuda Sos Misimcho. So it's a contradiction. If it's a Tzeim, it's not a Sos Misimcho. If it's Sos Misimcho, it's not a Sos Misimcho. So the answer is, Bizman Shigim Sholem, Yul Misos Misimcho. a Sholem Tzeim. If there is Sholem in the world, well, the Jews are the world. Bisman she is Sholem in the Jewish people, Yom Yisosin L'Simcha. Then Yisosin L'Simcha. Ain Sholem if there is no Sholem in the Jewish people, so then is safe. So the question is, after the home by Sheni, so there was no Sholem, so Mele it's safe, so that means that they had to fast, not only Tisha B'Av, but after the home by Sheni, but that she was with Tammuz, and the Asara B'Teves as well, so why won't the Shluchim sent out after home by Sheni to observe the moon? There's the Gemara's Kashi. So then the Gemara gives the Teret. Omar Afpo Pehoche. Bizman Shei Sholei Yili Sosei Simcho. Yeish Zera Samalchus Sei. Ein Zera Samalchus Dei Sholei Rotsu Nisanim Rotsu Eis. So there are three levels, three situations. Sholei, but Ein Sholei Vein Zeras. It's not Sholem, there is no peace, but there are no persecutions, no tears. And then the third situation is when there are tears. So if there is Sholem, so then it's Misimcha, it's Yom. If there are tears, so then it's Misan, whether one likes to fast or not, it's obligatory. But if it's Ein Sholem, but Ein tears, so Rotsu Misan, then it's optional with the Jewish people. Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Eimisan. So Mele, but Tisha B'Av, if it is Ein Sholem Vein Zeres, it's still obligatory. Only the other kind of Misan. So if it's Ein Sholem Vein Zeres, it's optional. But Tisha B'Av, it's obligatory anyway. Whether there are Zeres or there are no Zeres. So a Tisha B'Av, they were Yetzei because it was obligatory. They had no choice. Mashein Kim for the Harotzei. So it was optional, so the peasants didn't send out any shluchim. So the Gemara says, Kasha Monefshech, if the halacha is that Ein Sholem Vein Zeres, so it's optional, so that should apply to Tisha B'Av as well. Yehoche, Tez B'Av Name, Omar Afpoke, Sh'ane Tez B'Av, Hoi B'Huch Pulu B'Tzoriz. Yehoma Amar B'Tez B'Av, Chorav Habayiz B'Rushenu, B'Shmiyo, the milking of Pitar, the Nechrishoi. So Tisha B'Av doesn't make any difference whether there are Zeres or no Zeres. It's always obligatory. Because on Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, it's Huchpubulitzon. But Adatana Yisim, so when is that obligatory? Only in the Zeres. But when there are no Zeres, then it's optional. So Mele Bezdin didn't send our attention. Now, in regard to the Roshana Gemara, the Gemara says, "Bisman sheyin sholem yulisosin l'simcha, ein sholem tzeim." All right, the Gemara modifies it. Ein sholem v'yeish zeres tzeim, but ein sholem v'yeish zeres. So rotsu nisanim, rotsu lo nisanim. So there is a machlekes. There seems to be an apparent machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Chananel. Rashi explains. Yei Sholem, She'en Yadu'um is Kipa al Yisrael. When the Jews are independent and they are not subject to the yoke of the Umisayim. And Ein Sholem means that Nochrim Yadu'um is Kipa al Yisrael. This is how Rashi explains. Rabbi Chananel says, Yei Sholem means Bizman She'bizam Yidoshkan. Ein Sholem means Bizman She'bizam Yidoshkan. So the Kashi is raised against Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Pshat in Sholem means that Yad Yisroel Kipal Atzimon, Ein Yad Umis Kipal Yisroel, and Ein Sholem means Yad Umis Kipal Al Yisroel? When it seems that Gemara spells it out explicitly that the Pshat in Sholem is Bizman Shebizam Yishkai. Now, in Sugye Dapit Ches on the base, in Hashanah, there is a machlekes between Rav Chanina on one hand and Rav Yechon and Rav Yishev, the lady on the other, as to whether Botlo Mikilastein is or Loi Botlo Mikilastein is. Mikilastein is in the special price. It's a special price, a very long price. And in that price are mentioned all the days on which certain nisim occurred, and an account of those nisim, so the Chachonim by Sheni, look, they are those days as semi-festive, not really on the table, but semi-festive. It's also the Hespet, it's also at the times. As Yom Tevin, we got in a limited sense. So then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanina on one hand, and Rav Yechon and Rav Levi on the other, whether the halacha of Midrashim is that certain days are to be considered as Yom Tev, and it's also to have a hesped in times in those days, whether that applied after the Chodin Beisam, as a Midor Shana. So there is a machlekes. So Rabbi Chanine Amret Abaye Botlo Midrashim, because after Chodin Beisam Midrash, there is no purpose in celebrating the festive days mentioned in the Midrash, because we have so many tzores. So there is no purpose. And Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi say, Loi Botlo Midrashim. Now we pass from like Rav and Rav Chanina, they got from the Rastani. So in Mele, all these days and what the Rastani is, so it's Amuta behesper the time is today. So then the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Chanina, Amre, got from the Rastani is, Hochekom, is man she did sholei, you resource in the simple, ain sholei tzei, because we say in regard to the Tanaisi, that is manchi shalei, so it is sosim simcha, but in shalem, so it's a, not sosim simcha. But this manchi shalem, it's yonte, we give a kabole. Still, but this manchi shalem, after the chumbus and midrash, it's the same. So all these holidays of midrash times, why should they be more important than the holidays of the sosim simcha, that the Tamei can give a Kabbalah? So then Gemara says, that's Rabbi Chachamim. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shur ben Levi Amre, Hane hu ditale bei Beis HaMikdash. Aber Hane pinkai mitale. So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shur ben Levi say, only these are tolu in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, Shabbos of the Talmuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzedidaye, Asor B'Teves, so they are taller in being Beis HaMikdash. This man should be Sholem, so there is a Beis HaMikdash. So it's also in Simcha, it's Yom Tev, and this man should be Sholem, there is no Beis HaMikdash, he's saying. But the other Yom Tev, the mentioned in the Stainis, Kirikaime, they don't change. They are to be treated as Yom Tev anyway, even after from Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says explicitly, Hanehu Ditole B'Beis HaMikdash, that the Tzemeis are told B'Beis HaMikdash, or B'Zman She B'Beis HaMikdash Kayom, then the Cholem, and then it's also the Simcha. So it's B'Feirash like Rabban Hananya. How can Rashi say the Cholem means Yad Yisroel Tkifal Atzmon, and then Cholem means Yad Lima is Tifal Yisrael. When the Gemara says that the meaning of Sholem is Beis HaMikdash, not whether the Jewish people has sovereignty or not. So it's a Gemara before Rashi's. Neged Rashi's Pshat. That's one Kashi. And that Kashi is raised by many Achim. Then there is another Kashi against the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh. In the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh Rosh Hashanah, Pirkei. Because from all the Rishonim it appears that in the time of the Beis HaShemi, so all the Taniyeis, even Tisha B'Av, were treated as a holiday. So simple. This man Shem Sholem is so simple. But the Rambam shitting is now that Sholem means Lemeis HaMashiach. But this man by Sheini, so all the Tanaim were not treated as young. Now the Roshna Rambam in the Caliph of Rosh Hashanah is Yerushalayim Hoyu Besn Sheilchim Hashluchim Lichol Ha'arotis Moishe Nizboyer Vibay Sheini Lohoyu Misani Moi Asor Abiteveis Yomoi Shivos Abitamus אבל מי שיורצה ניסנה, ומי שלא יורצה לא יורצה. So the Rambam Pirush HaMishne says that in Bayi Sheni, it wasn't obligatory to fast on Shivos HaBitamus until the Darius of Davis. It was optional. Anyone who wanted to fast on Shivos HaBitamus until the Darius of Davis fasted, and anyone who didn't want to fast, didn't fast. But Tisha B'Av was obligatory in Bayi Sheni. So all the other time you see Misha Yoreitze Misane, Misha Yoreitze Loya Misane. Und Gizelo Yoreitze Malteiviz Valtamus. Omar Hashem Yisborach. Koy Omar Hashem Tzvokeiz. Tzimobili Tzimachamishi Yuli Beis Yehudo Nisosno Yisimcho. Nire, das ist Losh Rambam. Ki Misha Nosam Biyodom HaPchiro. It was optional with them. Rotsu Misanein, Rotsu Enisanein. And then the Rambam concludes, the FLP, Shehoyo Lehem Oshus, that's only in regard to the other Tanezi. She was a bit Hamus in Tzimbidayi and Asor Bedeves, but B'tishe Bobo Yisam. In other words, briefly, the Rambam shitting is that when Gemara says, Ein Sholem Ben Zeres, so the other Hashem say, it is reference now that we are in Goles, after the Chorm, but there are no special Zeres. But the Rambam Shiki is the Ein Sholem Ben Zeres as reference to Bayi Sheni. As reference to Bayi Sheni. Bayi Sheni, so it was Ein Sholem. But no Zeres. So it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Loi Misanim. But Tisha B'Av, it was obligatory. Now, so then Kashi exists against this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of which I quoted before, Rabbi Chanine Amre Botel Midrastanis, Rabbi Yechan Rabbi Shevalevi Amre Loi Botel Midrastanis. So the Gemara says, Mosi Rav Ache Baruhune, the Tzibraise, this citation is from Midrastanis, Bitlote Bitishre Botlas Adrachte Mishtoraye Shegozro Malchus Yovon, that's one of the festive days that the Chachon Bayi Sheni declared. Why? Because of a very interesting reason. Usually, when a certain day was declared as a Yom Tov, so it was because of a certain greatness that occurred. For example, the day when the Hashinoi captured Yerushalayim, so was declared as a holiday by Shem, because it was an important day. But this mentions another reason, Bitlote Bitishre, that's the same day as Sindayo, the third of Tishrei. So that's one of the days in their signs. What important event happened? So Botla Drachten Mishtorai, Shegozro Malchus Yovon Gzero, Shalil Haskir Shem Shomai Malpia, Vishegozro Malchus Hashminoim, Urkshe Kopsho Malchus Hashminoim, Esayvonim Vinotzchum, Kiskinu Shiu Maskirim Shem Shomai, Atil Vishtoris. When the Hellenists were in charge of Eretz Yisrael, so there was a zera from the Syrian Greek government that no Jew is allowed to mention God's name in any shtar. That was a zera hashmat. Naturally, when the Hashinoi took over, so that zera was abolished. Not only was it abolished, but the Hashinoi even on Sake Dafke to be maskier the Shem Shomayim in every shtar. But the Chachomim were not happy. we get a coming. Then the Hashanoid mom is saying, why? So the Hachomi, Moshe Shomu Hachomi. So, it's Kinu. So the Hashanoid mom is saying, she must hear in Shem Shomai Matu Bishtoris. Bikacho Yokeski. Bishnas Kach Bikach Uyeichan and Kinbot. Likeil Elyon. Moshe Shomu Hachomi. Bidobo Omru, no, it's not with a funny. That appeared to be like very full of that one. But the Chachamim were not fond of that one. You know, today, certain people think that if somebody writes a letter that usually goes to the garbage. So if he doesn't write on top, the Ezra Hashem is not full. So, but the Chachamim were not fond of the Takone by the Chachamim. They said it's a mirshi, because he writes in Shtar, Shtar is a mundane instrument, and people once, let's say, they pay the Shtar, they pay the debt, so then they throw it in the garbage, so then the Shem Shemayim will be mutl bashpoh. What kind of itzitkes is it to mention the Shem Shemayim in Shtar? So then, the Omer Vatle, it took them a long time until they were able to do that, because many people thought, on the contrary, it's not nice to be in a battle such that only it's much nicer if it is obligatory to mention Shem Shemayim Nebisha. But the Chachomim had a different point of view. So, Sheshomo Chachomim Vidobo, Omo Limocho Ze Perea Eschebe, Vinimso Ze, Vinimso Shtar Mutu Biashpo, Ubitlo. So they finally were able to rebuttal the Takone, the Chiyuv, to mention Shem Shemayim Shtar. On the contrary, it's not conducive to Tzidkes, to Yerushamayim. It's a Mirksha. So, Be'isi Ayeim, Osu Yomite. Sounds strange. So that day, when the Chachomim were rebuttal the Takone, full the Takone, that to mention Shem Shemayim Nefishtar was declared as a Yomite. Which day was it? The third of Tish, which happens to be Tzindidayo. So that was declared as Yonte, that it's also the time is to be Hesper. So then the Gemara asked the Kashe, B'yis Al-Kadai. So first, the Gemara asked one Kashe, B'yis Al-Kadai. But when the last time is, so how can the Chachom B'yisake So you might give it a tzocham maskin of his man shabbis hamidash kai. That a kone was, he can feel it a yom tep his man shabbis hamidash. Then you might ask another kashi. The typically the habal a yem shenerad be didayi ben achikom. So Rashi says, so why the chachonim have to make a yita kone that hesped and pain is asurim anyway, because bishman bishamidosh, so then it's Sholem, so it's also the synagogue. So the Gemara said, so why did the Chachomim have to be Misak and Nutakone without the Nutakone? Mitzadivre Kabole, Koyom HaShem Tzvokeis, Tzim Ovi, Tzim HaChamishi, Tzim HaShvi, Tzim HaShvi, the third of Tishrei. So Misosin Lesimcho, Bizman Shini Sholem, and Bizman Bayisheni, so it was Misosin Lesimcho. So the Gemara says, the reason is why the Chachomim had to be Misakein, to Aser Hespet and Tainis Lifono, even on the second day of Tishrei should also be Aser. So if it hadn't been, if there hadn't been this Nitakone, so only the third day of Tishrei would be Aser Hespet and Tainis. But the second day of Tishrei wouldn't be Aser, let's say when the Shluchim came early, so then there was only one day Rosh Hashanah. But because of that Akone, so Hesped the Tainis became Osea, even Matlifonov, Erev, Tzimbidai. Anyway, so from this Gemara it appears, like all the other Rishayim, that Bizman Shin Sholei means by Shein. How does the Rambam say that Bizman Shin Sholei means only Mitzah Mashiach, not by Shein, and on the contrary, that Bisman Bayisheni, so Tisha B'Av, to fast on Tisha B'Av was obligatory, and the other Taneisim was optional. So these are two kashes. So three kashes three mentions in and the Gemara of Tisha B'Av, Shachalias, B'Shabes, Yitre, Le'achad B'Shabes, and Tukashes and the Gemara of Bisman Shimshonin Sosu B'Simcho, Ein Shalom Simcho. Now I would like to mention the parents and all the Kashi. What was the first Kashi? The first Kashi was, how does the Bes Yosef distinguish the Tisha B'Av that is not in Yitre and Tisha B'Av that is in Yitre? True, he has a raya, a diuk from the Gemara of Rosh HaTzadik, but we have to understand the Gemara from Rosh HaTzadik. In other words, if Tisha B'Av is not in Yitre, then Ibal Bris, Ibal Simche has no heter to break the fast after Chatzot. But if it's in Yitre, he has a heter. So the question is, Yitre or not Yitre? Is the same Yisra, the same Chiyuv Tonis? Why should we be in it? That's the first question. Now, the second question is, how can we explain the Shita of the Gro, which is the Shita of Tisvus of Shonad and Tess, that only in respect to Tisha B'Av we say if it's not in Yitre, so you cannot break the fast after Chatzos. But in respect to Shlos B'Tammuz and Tzimidalye, even if it's not in Yitre, you can break. What's the difference? What's the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other times? The third Kasha was, why is it that in case of Tisha B'Av being in Yitre, so he can break the fast, but only after Minche? Why not in the morning? Monevshach, if the Yom Tov the Rabbanon is capable of being Deiche, the Tonis, so he should be Deiche, the Tonis in the morning too. If it's not capable, why is the Deiche in the afternoon? Yosef Achim, so would one could, there is a difference, there is not. It's the same thing. And then Tisha B'Av, we have a Chumre, he has to fast the night and the day. That is an Isim on the day. So it's the same thing. So he says that actually, there's the Ramban Shite, and no one is observing the Ramban, but that's the Ramban Shite. This man Sheyesh Gzeres. So then the other Tanaisim are also Otsumis. So then it's obligatory. Only this man Shein Sholem Bein Gzeres. So it's Otsumis, Sam and Otsumis. But this man Shein Sholem Biyesh Gzeres, then it's obligatory. We have to fast. So not only they have to fast, they have to refrain from the Chise and from Yosa Sandal, and they have to fast the night too. So when do we say, when does the Gemara say that Hashikos of Itamus, Aliyah, Nassau, the Hades, one is allowed to Zichar, say, Yosa Sandal? Only when Danotze, so it's optional, some Mele, that was the choice by Klal Yisrael, to refrain from Achir of Siyah and not from the other limb, and not to fast the night. Mashiach came when the Axeres, so then it's obligatory, it's not optional. So then the same alohas apply to Amos Arieres that apply to the, and we have to fast the night. So he says, again, the Kula Abba Tzeme is Tani Sibarem, and Vim Gozra Yisom, the Cholchum the Tani Saleem, Mapsikim Behem Vingeim, the Asurim Birchitze, and the Sichel, and the Sando, and the Shesham Yitro Kishbishabon, who call Makish Lu Kishbishabon, and the Lidne Kibli the Bizman, the Lekki Tso, the Lin, the Rotsu, Noago, the Sanis Boel, the Loy Minik Bechumri Salom, Abu Mikore, Takon, Takante Badai, Asugen in Bechumon, the Ligora Xeras Nudin, Mixeras Besden, Bitainis and Zoids, Lachenis, so Besden was Gizel Akshomi. So all the new was there, and one had to fast night too. Behold the Hicken, Levin came the Reise Ticken, Tishabo, Babo, Tenis, Kiyim Akipurum, Lachom, then Rambam continues. The Achshof for Rotsu, the Noabu, the Sanis, the Kidlu Alem, the Pichoch, Osir, the Yochi, the Prince Gidron. The Koshin, the Deris Halomu, Shari, the Zoroshin of the Ramban, Shari, Babin Segmu, Sharobu Tzores, the Israel, the Insholem, Hilka Hayom Hakel, the Sanis, the Kabbalah, the Takonis. So the Ramban, briefly, the Ramban says that whenever the other Tamis are obligatory, they have the same status as the, and the only reason is why there is a difference, because in regard to Tisha B'Av, so even, so it's obligatory, even when Ein Zeres, God's with other Tamiyes, if it's Ein Zeres, Ein Sholem, Ein Zeres, so it's Otsim Yisanim, Otsim Loim Yisanim, so that was the decision by Klal Yisrael, to make some Chumrash, to refrain from Achir Yisiyeh, and not to refrain from the other Zemuyim, to fast in the day and not in the night. But whenever it's obligatory, it has the same. That's the Shita of the Ramban, and that is also the Shita of the Rashbo in Megillah Davar, except that the Rashbo mentions one more Chidesh, which possibly could be the Shita of the Ramban too, except that the Ramban doesn't spell it out explicitly. The Rashbo says the same thing as the Ramban, that whenever they are Xeres, so then the other Tanaisim are also involved, a restraint from all the Inui and the Din Tones in the night. But he says something else. Mora says that Antisha Bokhiri, they are no Xeres. So it's obligatory to fast. So that was in Takona Mulchers. We saw the Takona by the Nubim and the Anshikas Sardero. They didn't make any distinction between Tisha B'Av and the other Tamil. So the Takone, from the point of view of the Takone by the Danshi Zandero, and that is the Kabore, according to Ramatam, as the Chimna of the Reise, so that even with the Tisha B'Av, it was only one was hired to fast on Tisha B'Av, only in the case there are Xeras, but if there are no Xeras now, Bashem came, but then after home by Shemi, the Chachomim were misaken on account of the fact that Huchpu Beretzores, that Antisha B'Av, even if there are no Xeres, one should be passed. But that Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv in the Kabbalah, that's a later Takon, a special Takon. Then Rashbo says, and it's possible that the Ramban agrees with it. But the main Chiddush by the Ramban and the Rashbogi that whenever the other Tamiyis are obligatory, all the chumras of Tisha B'Av apply to the other Tamiyis. Teisves in Tainis Dav Yud Gimel, from the Teisves in Tainis Dav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it appears that he's chayav. And many Rishayim, Achilu Kan the Ramban and the Rashbogi. And you see, I mean, no one is machia like the Shabbat. It's unfortunate. Out the Goles, lineal Goles, the Jewish people, there were many, many periods when Jews had Zeus and Hamzah. One, the years when the Jews were not subject to Zeus, probably knew, and still it clouds or never pested. And she was a bit saw the paintings, the night and the day, and never refrained from the other meaning. I mean, during the Holocaust period, I don't remember that the Jews fasted night and day. Maybe there were a few yachidim, but it wasn't the universal practice. That's not in accordance with Ramban and Rado, because other Rishonim are tasteless in Tainis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and tasteless in Tainis Daf Yud Gimel says first that the other Tamiyis, even when they are Zeres, you don't have to observe the other, and you don't have to fast in the night, only in the day. So we have in Machlekes, Now, anyway, so according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, the Chumres of Tisha B'Av apply to the other Tamiyis also, whenever it's obligatory. But when it's Hotzim Isan and Hotzim Isan, so it's not obligatory altogether. So it's only Machmas Minek. Machmas Minek, so the Minek applies to the day, not to the night. It applies to the day, you see it, not to the other day. But the Shita of Tasteless is, there is a basic between the Thomas of Tisha B'Av and the Thomas of the other Tamiyis. The Thomas of Tisha B'Av is Mochon. And then, and according to Teisves, so even from the point of view of the Takone of the Nidan Shabriro and the Chiyuv de Rikabore, so there is a Chiyuv to rain from all the five Inuyim and to fast night and day, even when there are no Xeris. And the other Tamiyis, so there is a Chiyuv only when there is a Xeris, but even then, it only applies to Achille Rusie and not to the other Inuyim, and only the day and not the night. I think that this distinction according to this between the status of this and the status of the Atanaisim does not only manifest itself in regard to the other Nuyim, like Tziche, and it does not only manifest itself in regard to the fasting night. No, that's one of the manifestations. But there is a basic distinction between the Halishem times of Tisha B'Av, according to this verse, and the Halishem times. And the Halishem times of the other, and the Halishem times of the other times. Tisha B'Av has a Halishem times Sibo. It's not a times Yoch. Times Mashiach in the other times is known to come upon each and every Jew to fast, and she was, let's say, down to rest. But the Halishem of the times is not a times Yoch, but it's a times Yoch that is incumbent upon each and every Jew. But the times itself has a Halishem Tainis Yoch, not the Halishem Tainis, because in the Tainis Sibur there is no such thing, only the Biosar and Achille Yosie, and not in the other Tainis Sibur implies that only Nuyim are Osir, like Yutka. So any Tainis Sibur implies that only Nuyim are Abi, and then a Tainis Sibur itself implies that there cannot be a Bishin between the night and the day. So all the day starts in the night. So just as in the observance, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you couldn't say you have to start observing that in the day. So in the observance of the Tainis Sibur is not Chaya. It would be contradiction in terms to say that you only have to fast in the day and not in the night. After all, the night is part of the Yom Kippur. So whenever it has a Halashim Tainis Sibur, then all the Inuyim are required, not just Achille, but even the Shatif and the Sandal, and they are obligatory in the night too. But the other Tamiyis, even when it's obligatory, so doesn't have a Halishem Tanis, it has only a Halishem Tanis Yochid. It only has a Halishem Tanis Yochid. Tanis Yochid, so only Achille, not other Inuyim, and only the day, not in the night. But if it has a Halishem Tanis Sibur, then it's not shaykh to say you have to fast the Tainis Sibur on the day and not in the night. You have to refrain from killing Zina from other transceiver implies all the 5 million, and transceiver implies that the night and the day are the same. Some melee, but according to tasteless and traffic, some other Tamilis and Algerians, similar to all to fast, but we have to fast the Teras times Yofi and not the Teras. Then there is another one between Tamisibo and times Yofi. Now, Tamisibo, suppose, let's say, there is a situation, Kastishol, all Jews are here ashamed of the corner, all Jews, Kastishol, such as, and not a single Jew fast. But the aim will have the Shem times, because if it's times Sibo, so the Chalei Shem times in years in the day, regardless of the behavior of the Jew, whether they do fast and don't fast, according to the taste, the Shmos of Tammuz, the Tzimidaye, and the Tzor of the Tevez, is obligatory only as Tanis Yochi. So then, even a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochi, it only has if the person fasts. But if a person fasts, so it doesn't have a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochi. And there is a Rayim of Poreshes from the Rabbi, Gimum Yulchas Midor. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara says, it's where it's enduring, that hope. So the Gemara says that somebody says, Hareini, Kiyen Shemeiz Be'abo, Kiyen Shemeiz Be'gidat, Shemeiz Be'rabi, Kiyen Shemeiz Be'daya Be'nachrikom, so it's at Fosse, and easy times. Oma Shmuel, Be'hu Shebo V'nodo Me'zye. In other words, there is a law here at Fosse, and speak of another, not the other is also. One cannot be Matfis in Kikia, in Chazer, in Eile, in Eile, because there's no law also. Only he has to be Matfis in Dover Hanodo. So when one can be Matfis, Yen Shemiz Yobi, that's Mokir, the first words, Yen Shemiz Yobi, 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 so then Heishvat will also be Chal, because he is not eating the other one. But suppose he fasts on Gimel Shvat, because he wants to observe the net, but he didn't take any neder, and then he cannot be Matfis another day in that day. So the Rambam says, Behu Shetzom Beisie, even let's say, if I take a neder to fast on Gimel Shvat, that's Matharas Yom, and then I say, Yehei Yem Shvat, so he has in Gimel only if I fasted, but if I didn't fast and bad, so at first he's not, but it didn't play. He took an edder, Hareini betimes Gimel Shvat, and then he was not his Heishvat in Gimel Shvat. Why should he be interested? The answer is, this is Tanis Yochi, so the day cannot have a Chalishim times, even relative to myself, unless I fast, but who shits on it? So, in other words, so one basic difference between a Tanisibur, the Tanis Yochi, is consists that besides the other manifestations, that in Tanisibur, so Tanis is required in the night, and Tanisibur involves the other moon also, and Tanis Yochi doesn't involve fasting in the night, and it doesn't involve the other moon, so, there is a basic distinction in the Chalishem, because in Tanis Sibo, so the day itself is considered Tanis. And even if no one fasts, if Chas V'Sholem, there is such a situation that not a single Jew will fast on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av itself has a Chalishem, but Masha'im in Tanis Yochim, only if you fast, it has a Chalishem Yochim. But if you don't fast, even if you're on the Kabbalah Neda, it doesn't have any Chalishem Tanis. Not even a Chalishem Tanish. Now, there is more times that this book, more say, in these being times the Rishchidesh, Chanukah, Purim, the Mishchilu, in Mapsin, in Mashmir, in Mashmir, that book. What do you think?
Pull the table forward. Pull the table forward.
Engagement time is the Reshchedesh, Chanukah, Purim, the Mishchiloim, Mapsikim, and Mashlim as a times. The Chatchilat Besdin cannot be Gizot Tainis on Reshchedesh, because Reshchedesh also be Tainis. It cannot be Gizot Tainis, Alachois, on Chanukah, because it's also be Tainis in the Rabbon, or on Purim. But suppose they were Giveya in Tainis for Imam every Monday, And then the third Monday happened to be Hanukkah. The third Monday happened to be poor. So then they have to fast them. The Chatzchila to be Kibeya, a tiny Samesh Chedesh, Hanukkah, Purim, that you cannot do. But suppose they were Geza Tainis on every Monday, in a certain month, for a few months, and then one Monday happened to be Hanukkah, Purim, Rosh Chedesh, you have to fast on that Monday. So the Ramban says that this halacha of Nisfiloim Mapsikim Umashlinim applies only to Xeras Tainis that takes place in Eretz Yisrael Vianos. So then the Tainis is in Tainisiba, because the Gemara says in Tainisiba Bibova. In other words, without Enosi, we cannot be Kibeya Tainisiba. I mean, Yim Sheyil. Even the Damoroi in Bobel couldn't be the way I dance. It's not a question of greatness. Without the Nossi, the day cannot be Nikva as a Tansi. Only if the Nossi decides to be Gibey a Tansi. So Mele, the Ramban says in Tansi, this Aloche, in Yisrilo, in Mapsikimu, Mashini, so that applies only to Xeras Tainis that takes place in Eretz Yisrael, the Nossi. So then it has a Chalei Shem Tainis Sibu. So Loch is Tainis Sibu is Deiche a Yom Tepir Abon, like Rosh Chedesh. I mean, Rosh Chedesh is the right set of the Isa Tainis is the Abon. So, Och Hanikopu, Mashein Kei, so maybe we say, Nechatchile, we cannot be Isa Tainis, but Nechanikopu, But if the Xeras Tainis was made by Beznin Bobel, even out the Amoroi, Chazal, but the Nossi was not involved, so then even Ischil, they are not allowed to test. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says that only Tainis Sibo, that has a Chalation Tainis Sibo, can be Deiche Yom Teterabon, but Tainis Yochi cannot be Deiche Yom Teterabon. That's what he said. Now we can understand, we can answer the first question that we ask. Why does the Reish Yosef say, Abiyavetz, that this lenience, this dispensation for a Batsimche to break the fast only applies to a Tisha B'Av that is in Yitzchah, but a Tisha B'Av that is not in Yitzchah, so we cannot break the fast after Chatzos. What's the difference? It's in Yitzchah, you also have to fast. Why is in Yitzchah not as homo as in Yitzchah? The answer is this. Tisha B'Av is there. He has a Chalation Tainisi there, according to Tainisi's souls. So, when does Tisha B'Av have a Chalation Tainisi? That's only when it's in regular time, when it's not in Yitzchah. So then, it has a Chalation Tainisi. Mashein came the ninth of all, it takes place on Shabbos, occurs on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it's not Mutter to fast. So then it's Nitra to Sunday, so then it's only a union of Tashlumim. It's not, it's the union of Tashlumim. Since I couldn't fast Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so I'm chuyev to make Tashlumim for that fast on another day. But the Chalation Tainis Sibo we don't have. Since it's on the basis of Tashlumim, so in Meile, if it's on the basis of Tashlumim, so it doesn't have a Chalation Tainis Sibo. So what kind of a Chalation Tainis would have? Chalation Tainis Yochid, but it's obligatory. B'dirus Hashem. The Drushan Arov, the Marsham, has a Jewish. Suppose somebody becomes Bar Mitzvah on the 9th of Av, and the 9th of, like this year, and the 9th of Av happens to be Shabbos. So Shabbos he doesn't fast. No, suppose someone, no, I'm sorry, he becomes Bar Mitzvah on the 10th of Av, and the 9th of Av
in Shabbos.
In Shabbos. But it's Mitzvah to Sunday. Does he have to fast the Bar Mitzvah Av? So the Shaila is the Peshana Rav discussing. Is it a Tainish? A Tainish is at Atzme, not B'teras Tashlumi, or is B'teras Tashlumi? If it is a Tainish, it's at Atzme, some Mele is already a God, so he has to fast. But if we say it's only B'teras Tashlumi, Tashlumi for what? He was a cotton, he was not Mechuyeh. So what kind of Tashlumi is there? So he discusses, it doesn't come to any conclusion where they are. The halacha of Tainis and Nitre is the B'teras Tashlumim or Mitzvah Atzmeh. But according to what I'm saying now, it is dearest tashlum. If it is dearest tashlumim, so mele, he's mechuyev to make tashlumim for the times that he was mechuyev to fast on Shabbos, but unfortunately he couldn't. So mele, it chalishem tanisibu doesn't have. So what kind of chalishem does it have?
Yochid.
So Yochid. So mele, yontev de rabbonon can be deiche. So a yontev de rabbonon can be deiche in tanis yochid. Yontev shalayu. Mashenkin, if it's not in it. So then, it has a chalishem tanis sibu. If it has a chalishem tanis sibu, how can yontev de rabbonon be deiche? The Ramban says that the halacha that is mentioned in Sefer Tainis that this war in Mishpilo in Matzikin and Mashlimin Nemro Rag Be'at Yisrael Kishetzer Astainis Nase Al De'anosi. So Be'ike Alayet Shem Tainis Sibo Stios Nitre O Yisrael Shol Tainis Bereshkan Yishkan Yerpul. But if it is in the Xeris Tainis is made in Bobel, even by the Amoroi. So then, even his Chilu is Maksic. You're not allowed to fast, because in Tainis Tzibu be Bobel. So it's only in Tainis Yochid. In Tainis Yochid cannot be Deiche Yom Tebrav. Only in Tainis Tzibu can be Deiche Yom Tebrav. Not in Tainis, Yom Tebrav can, so it cannot be Deiche. So now we understand this, why the Ksyos makes a distinction between the Tisha B'Av that is regular day and the Tisha B'Av that is Nitre. If Tisha B'Av is on the regular day, then it has a Chalvin Shem Tanis Zivu. So Mimele, Yom Tov Rabbonon cannot be Deiche, a Tanis Zivu the Rabbi. Mashein Kein, if it's a Nitre, so then it is only the Tiras Tashlomi. So the male, but the chalishem tanis sibo he doesn't have. So it only has a chalishem tanis yochid. So a yontem de rabbonon can be deiche a tanis yochid, but it can never be deiche a tanis sibo. Now the second kashem. The second kashem was against the gro and the taste of shittim was shown at Akutes, that when we say that if it's not in itche, so then you cannot break the fast that the Chatzis in regard to Tisha B'Av. But the other time, even when it's obligatory, so then he can break the fast that the Chatzis. And there's the Sheet of the Gor in Siman Tov Reshbi. So the question was, what difference is there between Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av? The answer is clear now. That stays the Sheet in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. So it stays the Sheet in times Daf Yud Gimel. The Tisha Shiti is that there is a basic difference between the Chalish and Tainis of Tisha B'Av, because there the Nevi'im, Danshik Sandeo, were conveyed as a Tainis with all the Tainuim, and we fasting in the night, and the Tainis of Shivasavitamos and Zedidainas of the Davies, even when they are Xeris, so the Nevi'im and Danshik Sandeo were conveyed only for fasting in the day, not in the night, and only for Achil Yisie, not for the other Inuim. That means that the Levim and Anshech Nezandero will compare the other Tanimis as a Tanis Yochidon. So even when it's not in Yitche, it doesn't have a Shem Tanis Sibu. It only has a Chalim Shem Tanis Yochid. So a Yom Tov Rabbonon can be Deiche, a Tanis Yochid, but Tisha B'Av, if it's not in Yitche, it has a Chalim Shem Tanis Sibu. A Yom Tov Rabbonon cannot be Deiche. A Tanis Sibu. Now the third kasha. Third kasha was, why does the Blessed of the Psalmic say that Tisha B'Av, that Mitralim Rishen? So he fasted, but he broke the fast after Chatzis. Why didn't he break the fast early in the morning? Monefshech. If when it's a Mitra, it doesn't have a Chalish and Tanis Sibu, it only has a Chalish and Tanis Yochid. And the Yontem de Rabbonon is capable of being Deiche in Tanis Yochid, so he should be capable of being Deiche in Tanis Yochid in the morning too. Now the Gemara says that the Yontem de Rabbonon, Gemara Neiron says, that the Yontem de Rabbonon, so only Tanis Yochid is on. But Tanis Yochid is not also. Let's say in the Yontem de Rabbonon, like Shabbos and Yontem, you're not even allowed to fast the whole every day. In other words, it's not a proper thing to finish the minyan, mutze, let's say, after Chatzos, so then you are able to misa, zanisa. So even Tanis Shoris is also on Shabbos. But Chanukah Purim, Rish Chodesh, Tani Shoyis is not us. Only if you fast the whole day, you have an Avera. But suppose you fast till 4 o'clock on Chanukah, on Pur. Even Pur, the Mitzvah Simcha. But if you need the Siddur Pur in the first year, you have no Avera. So that's the Halacha. Yom Tov the Rabbanon, only Tani Shoyis is not us. Tani Shoyis is not us. So Mela, of course, there is Halacha that Yom Tov the Rabbanon can be the Eichel Tani Shoyis. In Tanisibo, but Tanisyochi is there. But like no Tchias, there is Aloche in Echshal in Tanishmi, there is no Tchias. When is there an Inyan of Tchias? When there is no Modus Vivendi. I mean, there is no solution. Either you are in this or you are in that. So then there are Aloches of Tchias. So, that's in Kakata, it's a Vichalis, it's there. The Shlokish Aloche, Echshal in Tanishmi, there is no Tchias. So, in regard to this Aloche, that Yom Tov the Rabbanon is there in time is Yochid the Rabbanon. So only if it's Yechshal in time Shnei. But if it's Yechshal in time Shnei, then there's no Tchiyah. So merely to face the whole day, there would be comfort. Because from the point of view of Yom Tov the Rabbanon, we're not allowed to face the whole day. So merely, after Chatzis, you have to pray with it. Otherwise, so you will be Zalzel in the Yom Tov the Rabbanon. So the Yom Tov the Rabbanon is there a tiny shochet. Mashain came, what kind of a head could he have to play the fast in the morning? There is no nigut, there is no stira. He can do justice to both. From the point of view of Yom Tov the Rabbanon, I'm supposed to eat when? I can eat at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, 5:30, 5 minutes before Shki I can eat. So why should he behave a Nisal Rabbanon of Yom Tov the Rabbanon? I mean, Chibayim is the Rabbonon, of time is the Rabbonon, and eating, and to eat in the morning, it's actually time Shneim. So, now the question arises, suppose he breaks the fast, after Chatzis, does he do justice to both, or he doesn't do justice? As far as the Yisrael of Yom Tov the Rabbonon is concerned, so as long as you fast only time Shneim, so it's alright. But how about the Chiyuv Tainis? Does it have a Chalishim Tainis? When you fast, you have a day, or you don't accomplish anything. If you don't, either you fast the whole day, or you fast not at all. So, on that point, the Psak of the Ramon, Simen Tov Kuf Samar Beis, is that if somebody fasts in Tainis Yoch, half a day, so then he can say, Amen. So the Mechaba paskins like the Shite of the Rosh. The Machlech is really between the Rosh and the Ramah. The Shite of Rosh is that even when one fast he shows, but he cannot say Amen. He cannot say Amen. Even if it was Mikabel B'Munchen the day before. So, but he was Mikabel B'Munchen only 10 shows. So it's how the Neder is how. But Amen we cannot say. Mashein Kim, there's the Shita of the Rosh. The Shita of the Rambam is the cancer. The Mechaber is in top cook some of these passments like the Rosh too, that he cannot say Amen. The Ramor passments like the Rambam, he mentions to Mesadeshen, but that's really based upon Shita's Rambam, that if somebody is the Kabul Tanis Yochin of Tanis Shoyis, and then he fast Shoyis, and he intends to break the fast after Munchen, so you can say Amen. So we see that according to the Rambam, has a Chalishim time, even if you fast until after Chatzis. Some Mele, Tisha B'Av that was Nitzah to be Rishim. So he doesn't have a Chalishim time, it only has a Chalishim time, Yochid. So the Yom Tov the Rabbanon is Deche, the time is Yochid the Rabbanon. And some Mele in the Tzachal Tam Shneem. So you ask, how is the Tzachal Tam Shneem if he prays the fast before night? So then he doesn't have a Jim Tainis over there. No, according to the Psak of the Ramo, he can say Aleinu. So he has a Jim Tainis. So it has a Chalishim Tainis of it. Some Mele, otherwise he wouldn't be able to say Aleinu. So it's actually Tam Shneem, so he has no heter to pray the fast before Chatzis. After Chatzis, so you have it in times, so Mele, so he's allowed to break the fast because the Yom Tov the Rabbanon is Deche, the time is Yochid the Rabbanon. All right, so the three Kashes, and that in Harens. Now the two other Kashes. One Kashi is against Rashi. Rashi says, Tman Shri Sholei, Shein Yad Umis Kippa Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, the Peirish, that that manche sholem means bis man bis an der sky und die morse how can rashi say something that is called out in the more that he press to the counter that's one kashi. The other kashi is that the ramen kashi and she says that manche sholem being serious bis manche sholem so sin simple so that means you is am shiach tem shiach and or bis manche in sholem being serious so there's reference to my shame so what's on the sun and what's on the sun and Tisha B'Av is something we talk when the Gemara says the fact the Gemara says why did the Chachom make to the Yisake it ta'ayonte in the last times for the third of Tishre because of the great thing that happened in that the Chachom abolished the requirement to mention Shishrayim stories but it was a Yom Tov anyway because of Tzim Dayo so this man Shin Sholem is simply so it's been full of the Pirish maybe the Rambam now the Rambam in Yod Chazoko does not mention this that in Baruch Sheni so Tisha B'Av was in the country from the Rambam he doesn't discuss it but it's mashma that Tisha B'Av in Baruch Sheni was not happening so there was a spirit between Rambam and Shne and the Rambam in Yod Chazoko now I think that when Rabbi Hananu, of course, when Hananu says, Bismanchi in Sholem means Bismanchi is an Ayon, and that is Luyan Kfirish Mora, that Bismanchi is an Yiddish Kayon, that Bismanchi is an Kayon, is in Sholem. So everybody agrees that when there is no Bismanchi, then it's in Sholem. In Sholem, not only because of Matthias, that there was no peace for the Jewish people and not for the world, that when the Bishamidus didn't exist. But Al Pidin, Sholem can take place only when there is Bishamidus. But when the Bishamidus doesn't exist, there couldn't be Sholem. As a matter of fact, the Shidun Purim, I mean, I'm saying it's part of the Halacha. I'm not going to say Ashkof anyway, it's too late. So, the Shidun Purim that the Israel on Akhir Bishamidus was Koponis by the Shidun Mumis. So only Tachasa Abosi Mistenuni Banit Filo. So Rashi says, and that's Chazal, Tachas, the Simetra Shechatei, Tachasa Abosi Mistenuni, Bisman Bishamigdosh, Tachasa Abosi, Sham Makri, Ein Kobones, Bishvila Sholem Sholem Naumens, Beim Hoyo Tzrichem Leirisi, Beim Senis. So in other words, when can there be Sholem Al-Pidin? Sholem can be conceived only when there is Hamidosh. The Bishamidosh is the source. If there is no Bishamidosh, there is no. And of course, President Wolf, I'm not saying it by way of Shabbat, it's just in my mind, yeah, President Wilson urged the United States to enter the war on the side of the Allies, to participate in a war, to end wars. President Wilson was a great historian, a great scholar, and he really was convinced in the First World War would end all wars, it would be because they began. But we know better that the First World War did not. So it started new wars, and so the League of Nations was not able to end wars, and of course the United Nations is not able, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, so to end anything, because they wouldn't end wars anyway, so it's fortunate that they cannot end anything. They cannot tell anything that is good and they cannot tell anything that is bad. So that's fortunate. Probably would be very unfortunate if they could accomplish. So, this man shame is under the sky that